Hey, what's going on, folks? I have an update from today's podcast and video about Alex Jones. The judge ruled that he owed about $4.1 million to the families of the Sandy Hook parents who sued him, but apparently a jury today, breaking news, ordered Alex Jones to pay $45 million in punitive damages. $45 million. I have that entire story today. I'm going to read a law article so we can exactly understand what this means, where it came from, and whether it's gonna stick or not. Just to give you a quick update, it likely won't stick, but at the same time, who knows? And the second story I wanna talk about is the Washington Post yesterday said the Great Barrier Reef has most coral in decades. Global warming could reverse it. In that article, marine scientists have found that parts of Australia's Great Barrier Reef have recorded their highest levels of coral cover since monitoring began nearly four decades ago. Wow. That's pretty wild. We'll go over a few other interesting environment things about glaciers that most media won't cover or report, but I will. That's the show for today. Thanks for joining me again. I had to update the story and we're live now.
It's the Dream Rare Podcast. Welcome to the show. The way to get the news at the desk or on the road. Let's go. God is great and success in our control. The world is crazy, but we get better from obstacles. It's the Dream Rare Podcast. Welcome to the show. The way to get the news at the desk or on the road. Let's go. God is great and success in our control. The world is crazy, but we get better from obstacles. Yeah.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I did a video about Alex Jones earlier and said that a judge ordered him to pay $4.1 million, which is still true. But the story took a turn, and now the jury is trying to get him to pay $45 million in punitive damages, although likely that won't fully stick because Texas does have a cap, as people are pointing out. So I just want to read that whole article, how it works, and just clear it up because, you know, I told this whole news story about that story, and then Friday a bunch of new reports come in, and I have to really update it. So also the second story I'm just going to show you real here. This is Washington Post, August 4th. It says the Great Barrier Reef has most coral in decades. Global warming could reverse it. So after decades of them telling us that, you know, the Great Barrier Reef is dying out, which maybe it was at one point, it's got more coral than it's had in decades. Extremely fascinating stuff. And we'll read into that as well as some other environmental headlines from the last couple of years that you'll probably never see anywhere else. Let's get into the article because I had to update this. I saw this and I'm like, you know what? I gotta update my support group, my people who watch me, etc., and just get the whole story in now that this came in. So Bloomberg Law did a whole report about it. It says Alex Jones ordered to pay $45 million in punitive damages. So let's look into it. And once again, as people are pointing out, we'll see how this goes. I think they're going to try to push and suck as much money out of Alex Jones as possible. But it looks like the state of Texas does have a cap at a certain point. So there will be another legal battle over that. And we'll see where they go. But they're trying to suck him dry for sure, clearly. Let's see. A Texas jury on Friday ordered Alex Jones to pay $45.2 million in punitive damages to the parents of the Sandy Hook victims, a day after he was ordered to pay $4.1 million in actual damages for claiming that the school shooting was a hoax. The combined award, which is likely to be reduced, they're admitting, is well below the $150 million that parents Neil Heslin and Scarlett Lewis sought for the InfoWars host assertions that the 2012 massacre in Newtown, Connecticut was fabricated. Their six-year-old Jesse Lewis was killed in the shooting. Punitive damages are typically more of a bellwether or barometer of where we are culturally. They are more iconic messages sending verdicts from the public to the defendant directly, Jamie Abrams, law professor at American University, told Bloomberg Law. And so on that forefront, this trial is uniquely interesting because it really is a political barometer of how much misinformation the public is willing to accept. Friday's unanimous ruling closed the two-week trial in Travis County, Texas. Friday's damages are punishment for Jones's statements, while Thursday's damages were meant to compensate the parents for economic and non-economic damages like emotional distress. I'm asking you to take the bullhorn away from Alex Jones and all others who believe they can profit off fear and misinformation, plaintiff's lawyer Wesley Ball said in the closing arguments on Friday. If we're taking a bullhorn away from misinformation, when are we going to look at the mainstream media? But whatever. Let's just get a little down, and this is where it gets interesting, the damage caps. In Texas, there are statutory limits, rather, on punitive damages with a per-defendant cap of two times the amount of economic damages plus the amount of non-economic damages found by the jury, the latter part not exceeded $750,000. Judge, let's see, Guerra, I just got to keep going. Let's see, may reduce the punitive damages given those caps, and Jones's attorney said immediately after the verdict they would try to file a motion to reduce the punitive award. We do not believe the punitive damage caps are constitutional as applied to our case, and we will certainly litigate that issue as necessary, Mark Bankston said, one of the plaintiff's attorneys. So you get the gist. I don't want to read too much because I don't want to bore you too much with all this legal talk, but long story short, the jury ordered him to pay $45 million in punitive damages, which is a crazy extra amount over that 4.1. The Texas damage caps seem like they will protect Alex Jones, but these lawyers will try to push it as far as they can and see if they can apparently rewrite the laws of Texas, because they feel like this case is, you know, the Texas caps are unconstitutional. So we will see what happens. I would say, you know, it's a unique court case. Alex Jones has been painted like the craziest villain, similar to Trump, by the mainstream media. And if they're going to skirt the law or push this further than normally they would push in Texas, it would be on this case. So we will see what happens. Likely Alex Jones will have that number lowered. But, you know, with the people involved in this court case, I wouldn't be surprised if they can only get a couple million more out of them, or a couple hundred thousand more. I also wouldn't be surprised if they could get tens of million more out of them. I don't know. It seems like both sides are going to defend each other. And I just wanted to do a full update. Since I already covered the story, I felt like it was my duty to get back on the live stream and update it and let you know that the jury is trying to push for more, as well as the lawyers. So with the second half of my live stream, I wanted to talk about something extremely fascinating that I saw Mike Cernovich retweet. That's how it caught my eyes. Shout out to him on Twitter. He's always sharing some interesting stuff. This is Washington Post. You can see it right here. It says, Great Barrier Reef has most coral in decades. Global warming could reverse it. So marine scientists have found that parts of Australia's Great Barrier Reef have recorded record high levels of coral cover since monitoring began nearly four decades ago, although they warned the reef's recovery could be swiftly undone by global warming. So this is how they play these headlines. They're always like, well, you know, we've only been recording for a couple decades. And yeah, of course, in the media, they've been fear-mongering, saying the Great Barrier Reef, it's going to disappear. It's going to disappear. It's going to disappear. And then they admit this year that it's at the highest levels ever recorded. You get what I'm saying? But then it's like, oh, that's not a good thing. You know, they have to tell you why that's so bad. It's like, here's something crazy for the scientists that run the show. It's okay to have humility. It's okay to understand, hey, we've only been measuring for four decades, right? So if we say everything's disappearing, it's like, you know, oh, Canada's at the highest level recorded. Well, how long have you been recording? Have you been recording for 40 years, 400 years? You know, is this going back before time, or have they only been recording recently? When it comes to the Great Barrier Reef, they're admitting that they only have been monitoring it for a couple decades, and this is the most reef there's ever been. I mean, this is great news for me as an environmentalist. I'm like, I love it. And they actually have done this before. I want to show you this example. Actually, I got brought on, believe it or not, they brought me on Fox News because I did a whole thread explaining this stuff. Because, you know, once I hear of climate change, global warming, and environmentalism, I want to do the research myself and be like, let me read mainstream stuff. And every time I read it, I get similar stuff to this, where they're like, you know, it's getting better, but that's not good because it's going to get bad again. And it's like, okay, so here is, I want to just show you real quick. This is a government website. I'm going to hold this up. You can see right here, this is a NASA.gov. It says, this is from 2019. It says, NASA researcher shows that Jakobshavn Glacier, which has been the Greenland's fastest flowing and fastest thinning glacier for 20 years, has made an unexpected face. Jakobshavn is now flowing more slowly, thickening and advancing towards the ocean instead of retreating. So they consider this, you can see this, right? This is NASA government stuff, right? Not mainstream stuff. Greenland's fastest flowing and fastest thinning glacier. That's what they call the Jakobshavn Glacier. Also on NASA, they've admitted that the Jakobshavn Glacier has actually, in 2019, was growing for three straight years. New NASA data shows that the Jakobshavn Glacier, Greenland's fastest moving and fastest thinning glacier for the 2000s, grew from 2018 into 2019, marking three consecutive years of growth. So if you read one NASA article, they got you scared. This is the fastest thinning glacier. You read another NASA article, they tell you that the fastest thinning glacier has been growing for 3 years. But here's the thing. This is National Geographic. This is the same one, Jacob Chavin Glacier. It says a Greenland glacier is growing. That doesn't mean the melting's over. So they want to let you know it's melting, you know, but it's not what we think. And, you know, it's always this story of like, well, yeah, we told you that this was going to be really bad, and it's actually not as bad as we predicted like decades ago. But here is why you need to still be scared and realize that climate change could destroy it all. This is the same game they've been playing with the ozone layer. And I think it is conservatives' duty, in my opinion, to do their research and explain with science, NASA articles, and facts. Don't just say, oh, it's fake and they're lying. You can say that. I mean, you have the First Amendment right to say whatever you want. Not whatever you want, but you get what I'm saying. I'm not trying to be preachy, but it's like you want to convince environmentalists and left-wingers that you're right. Do what I'm not saying do exactly what I do, but it's like you don't have to just make a crappy argument and say, I don't believe it because it's like not. It's like show them. It's like this is NASA, you know. For my whole life, I was under the impression that the, you know, the coral reef, I thought it was like gone, honestly. You know, even me, I pay attention. I'm like, I've heard so much bad stuff about the coral reef. I'm like, I just assumed it was pretty much gone by now and, you know, it was on its way out. And on one hand, I was bummed about that. But to know that it's actually at the highest recorded levels that it's been in 4 decades, which is as long as they've been recording, it's pretty wild. The fastest thinning glacier in Greenland has actually been growing for 3 years in a 2019 article. You know, this is what they don't want left-wingers to do. They're like, wear your masks, lock down, get fatter, listen to the experts, get your 4 Pfizer shots, and just scream and screech about the environment while we literally just pollute the ocean of Los Angeles. San Francisco's disgusting. China pollutes. India pollutes. Africa pollutes. Just ignore all the pollution. And you are a part of the church of climate change. And you are part of the church of everything is doomed and gloomed. And then they create this new theory. They're like, don't believe the right-wing conspiracy theorists. You need to believe this narrative that Joe Biden, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Elizabeth Warren, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, and all of our friends on the left wing are going to change the climate of the earth and save the world. Like, in my opinion, that's the dumbest conspiracy theory I've ever heard. You want to make fun of right-wing conspiracy theories? Fine. But the left-wing conspiracy theory that the only way to save Earth is to let people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Joe Biden, you know, change our entire dynamics to energy, and you're not allowed to question it, just like COVID. It's like, oh, you can't say anything about anything because we have determined that. I am somebody who does a lot of research on the environment, and I had no idea until today that the barrier reef wasn't almost completely gone, and it's actually at its highest level in decades. I know all the stuff about the glaciers because I've done this research 2 years ago, but this is just another environmental catastrophe that they've been fear-mongering over for the last 3 decades that's actually doing well, but they will never do something. And I'm not saying that it couldn't go away. You know, things grow, things change. Lightning killed 3 people in Washington, D.C. You know, lightning. Earth is crazy. Don't get me wrong. Volcanoes can destroy entire countries in a split second. So I'm not saying we're in the clear. Like, I believe Mother Nature is wild. You know what I'm saying? Nothing's guaranteed. It could be a biblical flood in a month. Like, I don't want it to be, but I'm not one of these people like everything's great and perfect. It might do better. It might go worse. It might grow. It might sink. You know, it might heat up. It might freeze. It's like, you know, there are going to be changes based on how many people are on Earth. I get the science of it, but there are things that we can't control. And time again, this is proven with reality. And it reminds me of, obviously, science is real, physics is real, like doing math, engineering, I'm a fan of all of it. But there's so much ego in the science community. There's so much ego in environmentalism. There's so much ego in the medical community. I mean, there's an MD who's a professor, like a mainstream professor at George Washington, who's literally trying to inject every kid going back to school with a monkeypox vaccine. I'm supposed to just sit here and say, that is the overlord of science. I'm sorry, I don't care how many degrees that guy has. I'm gonna go on the record and say, I would love to debate him on one of many topics, and I don't think he's very smart. Wow, you sat sat through school for 8 years and you got a degree. You might as well put an L on your forehead because I think you're a loser. You know what I'm saying? That's great. I'm glad you got a degree. I'm glad you're smart, but you clearly lack common sense, reason, logic, scientific consensus, scientific questioning, the scientific method. Like, if you're so dumb that you think that every college student needs to get a monkeypox vaccine, you know what I'm saying? But I'm sure you would think it's terrible to think that people should calm down with the kink parties. Like, this is who the science community is nowadays. Science is real. Math is real. It's important to be humble and know what you don't know. But some of the dumbest people I've ever met are like mainstream environmentalists that fearmonger for 40 years. They're constantly wrong and they just try to get big tech to censor you. So it's like, I'm, as somebody who does a lot of research into climate change and environmentalism, I didn't even know that the coral reef was actually at its highest level in decades. That's fascinating, and it's a good thing. It's good news, but they don't want good news. They need people divided. Divide and conquer. Black, white. You know what I'm saying? Left, right. Red, blue. Democrat, Republican. You're this, you're that. You're that. You know? They need everybody to be fighting all the time, scared, and they're scaring the crap out of the children. They want kids to be so afraid of the climate catastrophe. They want them to think they're going to die so they can take over the energy sector and freak them out. And here's the thing. I'm not a climate denier, just like I'm not an anti-vaxxer. These are like, oh, I'm a climate denier? Climate doesn't exist. I don't even feel temperature. That's like saying race doesn't exist. Like, I don't even see color. I look at people and I just see myself. You know, it's like, yeah, I mean, obviously every ethnic group has, beautiful people, but I do see, I'm not colorblind. I do see color, but it doesn't mean I hate people. It's just like, it's an empty phrase to be like, you're a climate denier. It's like, no, I don't deny the climate. I'm aware of like the sun and the snow and, you know, shifts in carbon. I get it. But what you don't understand is they're not always right. You know, the World Health Organization is not always right. NASA, if you read, to their credit, I mean, since they don't go back to the moon with Neil Armstrong anymore, they have to do something with all the money that they're taking from taxpayers. So to NASA's credit, if you actually read their articles, sorry about that, I don't know what's going on with my screen. If you actually read their articles, they're pretty transparent. Like, you get, this is my little secret to everybody. Like, when they're like, how do you know this? How do you know that? I try to read it for you so you know what I know. I'm not trying to hold anything secret to anybody. But my little quote unquote secret is you get past the headline and you get to the gist of the article. Even if it's CNN or Bloomberg or NASA, you know, the headline will say one thing, the media will say one thing. But if you read the full article, like I said, I mean, NASA literally admits that the Jacob Chavin Glacier is growing. Like, they'll tell you that even on Antarctica, they're measuring, you know, certain things, but they'll admit in the article that they can't even measure the snowfall because there's so much snowfall in Antarctica. So some parts of it are growing, some parts of it are melting, and the snowfall is so rapid, they literally don't know, and they're actually admitting that they don't know. So it's like, you know, I'm not trying to brag, but I guarantee you I could destroy. I will say this. I don't know. It's a challenge. It's like one-on-one in basketball. I'm not trying to be cocky, but I'm confident. I would destroy Rachel Maddow in a climate change debate. I would destroy Jon Stewart in a climate change debate. I would destroy Anderson Cooper in a climate change debate. I would destroy any right-winger in a climate change debate. I would destroy the Weinstein brothers in a climate change debate. I would destroy any left. Like, I'm not acting like I'm the smartest scientist on the planet, but I have done way more research than a lot of these people. They just sit there and say, don't question this or you're a conspiracy theorist. I'll come to the debate with 50 NASA articles printed out in my hand, and nobody's going to know what to do because I actually know what the government says. I know what NASA says. I know what climate scientists said. I know what National Geographic says. I've done dozens of hours of research into climate change. I'm not an expert, but I think I know more than most mainstream journalists, and I have facts and data to prove it. I don't think they have facts or data. They just say, oh, if you disagree with lockdown, then you're a conspiracy theorist. It's like, same thing with COVID. I did my research. I'm like, I know the data out of Sweden, out of Africa. I have all of the data in my hand. What do you have? I just have belief that the government would never lie to me and Dr. Fauci is a god. Like, this is the level of journalism these people are doing. They literally just close their eyes and walk like zombie sheep, you know, and just, my science is just literally doing no research and listening to the CDC. It's like, okay, that's fine, but that's not going to get you very far in a debate. So that's it for today. I'm going to keep this video pretty brief and pretty short, 19 minutes. God bless y'all. Appreciate you guys so much. And I just needed to do a follow-up on this article as a bonus because I didn't want people to be like, anomaly, did you see that they're trying to get more money out of Alex Jones, like 40-something million? So that's the story of the day. Check it out. God bless you guys. Have a beautiful weekend. I'll be back with longer videos, but I just needed to update myself. I didn't feel good knowing that they just dropped a whole nother jury, you know, amount after I had published my video. Appreciate y'all. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend and stay happy, stay blessed, and don't let the demons get you down. They're all over trying to suck our energy like vampires. We won't allow it. Appreciate y'all.